Copyright 1973 by Sonia Moore.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fourth lecture demonstration of the new series on the Stanislavski system, presented by the American Center for Stanislavski Theater Art. Until recently, only fragments of Stanislavski teachings have been available to our actors. Only a few means with which Stanislavski experimented at different stages of the formation of his system have reached the American theater. People who discuss Stanislavski and who speak for him or against him are speaking of only a few of the steps made during the development of the system. But today, after years of research, the American Center for Stanislavski Theater Art possesses the most important information. We are up to date with the Russian theater experts. We have the possibility of training actors in this only systematized acting technique and ending a situation in which people without any skill are cast in productions. The system's terminology, super objective of the actor, super objective of the play, logic of actions, given circumstances, communion, your own theme, the second plan, subtext, inner monologue, images, tempo rhythm, will create a common theatrical language, which is so much needed in our theater. The Stanislavski system, based on ethics, on professional knowledge of how to build the life of the human spirit, and on highly artistic form of expression, is a powerful weapon against dilettantism, against stagnation in the theater, and against distortion of theater art. We must abandon the antiquated data which are still used. Some actors, before coming on stage, are still shaking their wrists and feet in the hope that relaxation will bring them into a functioning state on stage. The introduction of Stanislavski's conclusions, made by him at the end of his life, will prove a major factor in the progress of the American theater. Stanislavski's early deductions, included in his book, An Actor Prepares, were later reversed by him. Though every element described by Stanislavski in this book is still important, the student reading it must understand that these elements are the obligatory parts of the actor's action on stage, but not important in their own right. Through continuous study, experiments with himself and with others, through practice, Stanislavski, this man of powerful imagination and a genius in experimentation, left us his incomparable legacy, in which every conclusion is supported by science. The Stanislavski system follows the objective, natural, organic laws of a human being and enables the actor to build a naturally functioning character on stage. The actor who achieves this will influence and affect the audience. Such an actor will involve the true participation of the spectators when their reciprocal experiences are stirred. When the actor succeeds in functioning as in life, that is, involving his whole psychophysical apparatus, he achieves concentration of all his spiritual and physical forces. His mind, memory, will, feelings, and body are involved. Jerzy Grotowski, the popular Polish director, calls this the total act. I have heard some theater experts say, oh, Stanislavski is okay, but we must train our actors also in the physical disciplines. I wish these people would stop confusing Stanislavski with the American method. Actors with defective physical apparatus, whose body, voice, and speech are not trained will never be actors of the Stanislavski school of acting. They ignore his teachings about the union of the inner content and the physical expression of it. Such actors will never be able to grasp the psychophysical human behavior on which the system is based. The method of physical actions is the summary of Stanislavski's life work, and we in the American theater must hurry to learn it. It is the means to grasp every reaction on stage in a psychophysical way. It has a physiological foundation, and it is the solution of the actor's problem in involving his emotions. Though actors do not have to be experts in science, it is good to know that science has confirmed the correctness of Stanislavski's discoveries. The method of physical actions is considered by major scientists to be a concrete means of helping some neuroses which cannot be reached through a direct effort of will. It is used in Russia for psychotherapy, but this is not our field. Since the stimulus for arousing emotions does not exist on stage, actors cannot ignore the method of physical actions, this most important development in the Stanislavski technique. I was once asked how a moody person can be built with physical actions, since moodiness is so intangible. This question is a proof that the method of physical actions is not easily understood. The actor's art consists in revealing the new man on stage through visual actions. An action is the willful, purposeful act of human behavior. Human behavior is a psychophysical process. The actor cannot build a moody character or any character with only physical actions. There is no such thing as only physical action. There is no inner experience without its physical expression. And there is no physical action without its inner justification. In life, the psychophysical process is spontaneous, but it is not spontaneous on stage, as I am certain many actors know. A moody character, like any character, will be built with psychophysical actions. The actor must study and find the typical psychological behavior for the character he will portray, and he must study and find the physical behavior for the character. The psychological behavior consists of circumstances, thoughts, images in our mind, our feelings, reactions, attitudes, and so on. This complex inner behavior is expressed in life physically through our body and our voice. The inner behavior of the character must be expressed through the actor's body and voice. Every step in the future actor's studies is directed toward enabling him to achieve the psychophysical process in his behavior on stage. The physical action, correctly chosen, is the means for achieving this. To be able to transform his own thoughts, his own images, all his organic resources into the typical, logical, psychological inner world of every character, the actor must create the actor's psychological instrument. His mind, his memory, his emotions must be taken under his control. To have the actor's psychological instrument ready, we perform a great many exercises and improvisations. We perform true acrobatics with the mind to make this instrument of the actor alert and flexible, and bring it under his control. We are all different because our psychological and physical behavior are different. And because different psychological behavior is expressed through individual physical behavior, the character's physical behavior will also differ from the actor's own physical behavior. To be able to build the physical behavior of every character, the actor's body, voice and speech must be trained and brought under his command. Here is another example of an exercise with which the actor's psychological instrument is trained. We give the students various letters of the alphabet, and each one, in his turn, must name as quickly as possible important people whose names begin with the letter given to him. While fulfilling the action to remember, the student's concentration, imagination, will, memory, tempo, rhythm, all the elements that are essential parts of the actor's action on stage, are also developed. To concentrate while thousands of eyes are watching you requires strong willpower and the ability to concentrate on inner objects or an external object in such a way that outside factors do not take your attention from them. Concentration of attention is one of the essential elements of the lifelike action on stage. Here is another example of exercises we use. We call out numbers from 1 to 30. If the number which one of the students has to call out is a 3, or a number which can be divided by 3, as for instance 9 or 12, or if the number includes a 3, as for instance 13 or 23, instead of calling the number, he claps his hands. Though this mathematical problem is not very complicated, the student must really concentrate in order not to clap his hands in the wrong spots. In this way, the student actor involves his mind and his body and fulfills a psychophysical action. Teachers can develop their own exercises. It is important to remember that there must be a psychophysical action which includes all the necessary elements, such as imagination, concentration, tempo rhythm, etc. Here's an example of another silent improvisation. You come to a friend to tell him wonderful news, and your friend is not at home. In every improvisation, you're always yourself, but you behave in the situation which you have built in your mind. Do not try to pretend to be some character. You cannot create a character in a few minutes. Building a character is a complex process requiring serious study of the character's psychological and physical behavior. If you try to be a character in an improvisation, your performance will be a cliché. Moreover, you cannot throw yourself away even when you build a character as it should be built. It is the actor's organic nature that must be involved, or otherwise you kill the character at once. A character is the union of the actor himself and the character in the play. We shall speak about building a character a great deal in our future lectures. But do not pretend to be someone else in the improvisations which you will perform. You must build the situation in your mind, possibly on the basis of an analogous situation in your own life, and fulfill the physical behavior which you remember, adapting it, or behave as you would if the situation were real. In other words, perform actions which you used or would use in real life. This is the purpose of the improvisations. After you have built the circumstances in your mind, think of the steps you have to take in order to fulfill the main action and make everything on stage clear to those who watch you. These steps, in the Stanislavski theatrical language, are also called adaptations, which means how you perform the action to achieve what you want and to reveal what is happening on stage. How is a horror word among some of our actors. According to them, the actor should be satisfied with the fact that he knows what happens on stage. But this is a distortion. the actor must think of how. An action answers three questions: what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. How you do it reveals what and why you do it to the audience. This is the reason why the actor is on stage. Moreover, the more interesting, the more artistic adaptations, or the how you choose, the more interesting and artistic your work on stage will be. However, the actor must not think of the how before he knows the situation thoroughly. When you prepare a situation for an improvisation, or when you work on a role, avoid thinking of how you will perform until you know the situation, the play, and the character, and know well what you want to project and why you want to project it. If you think of the how before you know the situation, you limit your imagination. It is the circumstances that suggest the actions and adaptations. Build in your mind all the possible details of the circumstances, possibly based on an analogous life situation. What your news is, who your friend is, and so on. Always have real people and possibly real events in your mind. You do not have to think beforehand what you will do when you discover that your friend is not home. After having discovered it, think what you did or would do if the situation which you have built were real. Just stop and make a decision. The actor must learn to make decisions on stage. Remember that everything you do must gradually reveal to those who watch you what is happening on stage. Do not be afraid of indications. If you perform a psychophysical action, there will never be an indication. Indication is the result of a mechanical, purposeless movement without its psychological side to make it lifelike. Now let us treat a milk bottle as an antique. You must see the bottle, but behave so truthfully that those who watch you believe that it is a valuable antique. Do not try to believe that this milk bottle is a valuable antique, but make the audience believe what you want them to believe. If the actress believes that she is Ophelia, she is obviously more emotionally sick than Ophelia herself. The actress must behave as if she were Ophelia and convince the spectators before treating the bottle as an antique. Build your situation, or better, remember such an analogous situation in your life when you were handling something valuable. Have images of people who were really involved in the situation. Do not forget that you must add the psychological side to the physical side of the action, which is to handle the milk bottle as an antique piece. It must be fulfilled in concrete circumstances. The action will be different in different circumstances. Do not treat the bottle as a newborn baby. We see a great deal of overacting on stage. The actor must watch the measure of truth, which is one of the essential elements of a truthful action. Stanislavski used to say, cut 95%. Every action on stage must be fulfilled in the right tempo rhythm, with as much concentration as you would need for such an action if you were doing it in life, with adequate relaxation, with imagination, with a thorough measure of truth. If your action is performed with all of these elements, it is lifelike and your audience will believe you. When the actor is capable of fulfilling such truthful human action on stage, he believes in what he is doing without forcing himself and making himself sick. Through the fulfillment of the truthful logical action, the actor involves the psychological side of it, and thus his whole psychophysical apparatus. And this is how, from the very first steps, the future actor learns to use the method of physical actions. If he learns this method, Stanislavski's answer to his 40 years search for a conscious means toward the subconscious, the actor will succeed in making his subconscious function. The improvisational state on stage, in which unexpected actions are performed by the actor, is possible when the actor achieves true involvement of all his psychological and physical forces. At our next lecture, we shall speak of the preparation of the actor's psychological instrument using a dramatic text. If you have questions, please write to me, Sonia Moore Lectures, care of WNYC-FM, New York, New York, 10007. Thank you for being with us.